the Wham Bam Eastbound Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam Eastbound Show. Thanks for joining me on the Wham Bam Eastbound Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and some people call me Linda, so either or works. Just to let you know, we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC. For today's show, we have multi-instrumentalist, but you'll mostly know him from his piano, Mr. Eddie Lam Halen. And if you love jewelry with a personal touch, we'll be chatting with Priscilla from My Millie Jewelry. And if you know anyone that wants drumming lessons, we'll be chatting with Jamie Lee from the Rufus Drum Shop, and she also has a jazz band called the Jamie Lee Trio. So guess what, guys? Last week was Listeners Appreciation Week here at CJSF, and I love you guys so much for tuning in, and I want to say hi to some of my first-time listeners. Hi to Donovan, Mark, and Pam, and can't forget Bucky. Good old Bucky. All right, let's start off the show with some song requests from their debut album. These ladies are from East Van. Yeah, and their song is called Lovesick. Here's Spectator 6 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Roll it.
It's pathetic to be so lovesick. It's getting toxic. There's no relief. You say you feel platonic. You're catatonic. I'm so naive. To be so lovesick, you're so electric. There's no reprieve. Obsession turning chronic. My heart's atomic, and on my sleeve, on my sleeve. 'Cause in my mind it was such a fine line. Was it love? Was it hate? Was it anything at all? Thank you.
could cross into virtual reality. That be the bridge I will burn down. If there's a bridge that I could cross into virtual reality, that be the bridge I will burn down. Never cross.
And that was Get Down by Fear the Wolves. And before that, we had Virtual Reality by The Walk-Ins. And next month, if you want to try some outdoor yoga, you can walk in and drop in for $15. That's right. And they also have a 4-class pass for $55. They're doing it at the Burrard View Park Wednesday 6:30 and Saturday at 9 a.m. You can just go to eastvanyoga.net for more information. And they also have a 4-class pass. There's a discount. If you buy before May 31st, you'll get 10% off. Just use the code PARK10 at the checkout. So eastvanyoga.net. All right, next, we're going to have an interview with Eddie Lam Halen after the break.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to 2.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
We'll be right back.
And that was Mr. Brightside, The Killers cover by Fallen Stars and Eddie Lam Halen. And we have Eddie joining us now. Hi, Eddie, and welcome to the show. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. My name is Eddie Lam. I am from Vancouver, Canada. I'm the lead singer for the all-Asian rock group Cry of Silence. I'm also one of the founding members of Rockyoki Live, which is live band karaoke. I'm also the founder of Piano Karaoke Night. And sometimes you can also find me playing live on stage with the Eddie Lam All-Star Band.
And how old were you when you first started playing music?
So I started playing music at the age of 10. I started off with piano lessons, which I chose to do. And during that time, I also started playing a little bit of violin, but I liked piano a lot better, so I stuck with that more. I also started playing in high school bands at the age of 13. I was playing the clarinet. And then at the age of 16, my life changed. I started playing guitar. I started playing drums and bass as well. And I still play those instruments today.
And you are such an inspiration to the Asian community. Who do you feel inspires you?
So let's talk about some of my favorite Asian musicians in the rock and roll category. So I'll start off with James Iha from Smashing Pumpkins, who I think is an amazing guitar player. Chino Moreno, the lead singer from Deftones. Matt Wong, former bassist from Real Big Fish. Jeff Lynn, the guitarist from Harvey Danger. David Usher from Moist, who is part Asian. The infamous Herman Lee, the iconic Herman Lee from the band Dragon Force. And in more recent years, I would say the all-Japanese rock band One OK Rock. An amazing group worth checking out. But I have to give a big, big shout out to my friends from the States. They're called The Slants. I've done a show of these guys quite some years ago. They're a cool all-Asian rock band originally from Portland, Oregon.
Sorry if my notes too sharp. Sorry if our voice too raw. Don't make the pen a weapon and censor our intelligence until it costs me nothing at all. Sorry if you take offense. We made up rules and played pretend. We know you fear change. It's something so strange, but nothing's gonna get in our way. There's no room for your back. Until the words can't hurt us again. Sorry if you take offense. Silence will not make amends. Your system's all wrong, and it won't be long before the kids are singing our song. There's no room for your backwards feelings. It's a rock.
and you're involved with so many bands. Tell us about them.
So Cry of Silence is a project I started many years ago. It eventually evolved into an all Asian rock band, which we're really proud to represent that community in the Vancouver music scene for so many years now. And basically we combine the genres of grunge, emo, alternative pop rock, pop punk, new metal, all mixed in one. Our tracks are very different from each other as well, which is the fun part. And sometimes we write instrumentals as well. So I love being in a band like that, where we can think outside the box and just do many different things and without feeling any shame whatsoever. So The Naturals is my cover band where we found Rock Yoki Live. It's live band karaoke. We get the chance to invite people to come up and sing with the band. So instead of singing with karaoke tracks and reading lyrics on the screen, we give people the real musician's deal. So you come up and sing with a live band and you read lyrics off of our tablets or whatever and just have a really good time doing it. And of course, with piano karaoke, let's talk about that. I want to give people that nice loungy experience. So it's kind of like live band karaoke, except this is a nice toned down piano version of it. You get the same songs, except you have me playing piano. So you feel like a real Vegas star. Now, the Eddie Lam All-Star Band is something I came up with just only like a couple of years ago, where I combined members of from The Naturals and Cry of Silence, and we just merged into this one big all-star band. Sometimes I could even get people who can play with me from different bands as well. So it's not just the combination of my projects, but it can just be a collaborative effort from people I know from the music scene, and where we just get together and just rock it out on stage.
Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you have not heard a band, a hard-working band such as this. 400 songs on demand and more. They go by the name of The Naturals, folks. I get the pleasure of playing with them every so often. I gotta tell you, it's an absolute blast. We're gonna do a little song for you. It goes like this. Hope you enjoy.
You need cool air. Baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school. Way down inside. Honey, you need love. You need love, honey. You need love. You wanna hold our 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 love. You've been learning, baby. I've been yearning. All of your good time, baby, baby. I've been learning. Yeah. Way, way down.
So good. All right, now tell people, where can they find and follow you?
So I have YouTube, I got Twitch, I got TikTok, I also got Instagram, I got Facebook and Twitter. So they're all under Eddie Lam Music, E-D-D-I-E-L-A-M Music. You can find me all on that. You can also find me on my official website, is eddielammusic.ca.
Thanks, Eddie. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
This is ALM, and thanks for watching the Wham Bam East Van Show. We'll see you guys next time.
And that was Bryce Tabish with Eddie. And of course, if you play video games, you'll know that song is from Legend of Zelda. All right, next we have a BC SPCA public service announcement.
Hi, I'm Jason Priestley. Did you know that a single unspayed cat and her offspring can produce 470,000 kittens in just 7 years? Sadly, many of these kittens are abandoned at animal shelters or condemned to a grim life on the streets. Please be responsible. Spay or neuter your pets and save a life. Thank you.
And for those of you who didn't know, Jason Priestley, 90210 star, he was born in North Vancouver. All right, so yes, spay and neuter your pets. And if you would like a custom paw print on a beautiful piece of jewelry, My Millie can help you out with that. And we have Priscilla. Hi, Priscilla. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for having me on the show. So my name is Priscilla. I'm one of the owners and makers behind My Millie Jewelry. My husband is my business partner, and together we specialize in engraving jewelry.
And how long have you been doing it?
I've been working with jewelry for over 10 years now. Yeah, it's been a long time. And the reason being because my family is also in the jewelry business. So I've been working with them since I was in my early teens, and I have learned so, so much since then.
Tell us a little bit about your jewelry.
Yeah, for sure. So as I've mentioned earlier, we specialize in engraving jewelry. So if someone's shopping with us, let's say, it's likely they're looking for something completely customized. So they could have their own image that they want on a necklace. Most of the time, people are looking to have a special keepsake made, something that holds sentimental meaning to them. So to give you more examples, we can engrave custom logos, we can render an image of a handwriting or drawing for engraving. And very often these days, we have people coming to us to get their pets' paw prints engraved.
So cute. Now, do you have any pets of your own?
We do. We have a dog. His name is Rocky, and he's a Maltese cross Shih Tzu. 9 years old and a total puppy.
And does Rocky have a special dog park he likes to go to?
You know what? None in particular, to be honest. He's not the most social dog. If we put him in the dog part, he might get excited and he'll interact a little bit at first, but then he'll likely just slowly walk away and sit out on his own spot after a while. I think his age has to do with that a little bit too. He loves playing in the yard though, and he loves going for long walks, so he'll never say no to that.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for having me on again.
And where can people find your store?
You guys can find our jewelry at our Etsy shop, which is mymilliejewelry.etsy.com. This is Priscilla from My Millie Jewelry, and thanks for watching Wham Bam East Van.
Wham Bam East Van!
Familysia. C'est la fin de la danse et tu t'endors. Tous les autres étaient là, mais je manquais la peine. Un sourire. On s'est dit un jour on ne sera jamais vieux. Chaque jour entre nous deux, mais je manquais la peine. Mon cœur se fait lourd. Je t'appelle au secours. Mais je combats le temps de tout mon corps sous la pluie de mai. Je repars.
pas souvent. Les journées s'allongent et les nuits se figent pour un seul jour de printemps. Je voudrais revenir. Plus de voix. Je ne dépeins les mots que je ne dirai pas. De couleur en souvenir. Je voudrais revenir. Je t'appelle au secours, mais je combats le temps de tout court. Sous la pluie, je me
And that was a French song by David Usher featuring Marie May. And just so you know, he studied political science here at Simon Fraser University. What do you know? All right, next, let's head out to Suna Studios to meet with Jamie Lee. Hello, Jamie, and welcome to the Wham Bam Eastman Show. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Jamie Lee. I'm a local jazz musician. My whole family immigrated from Korea in 2008. Ever since then, we've been staying here, enjoying the beautiful weather, and yeah.
Hey Jamie, so how old did you start drumming?
I actually started drumming in church, which I don't go to anymore. But it was just like a thing that my pastor was passionate about, raising young kids to like learn instruments and like, you know, perform at services and stuff. And all of my friends who were boys were doing it, of course, and like my pastor didn't even, you know, think about asking me. And then like one day, my friend just like started to brag about this like really cool drum beat he'd learned. And I got like a little bit irritated by it. Maybe I was like jealous a little bit. And I looked at him, what he was doing, and I was like, I actually think I can do it. So I was like, move. And then I like sat down on the drum kit.
Nice.
And I actually could play the beat right away. And then like my pastor was around there and like he saw me doing that and he was like, okay, yeah, you take drum lessons as well. So that's actually how I got started. And yeah.
That's awesome because they're so rare to find an Asian female drummer.
Yeah.
Have you met any other Asian female drummers?
Yes, actually. So I went to Capilano University for a jazz studies program and there was this drummer named Millie Hong.
Mm-hmm.
And her and I, like, we're like really tight together. We're like super close friends. But when I first got there, Millie was like in like the top band and like she just so freaking talented, and so like she was kind of a role model. And Millie is like a really good like example of strong Asian female drummer, and I'm kind of like following her path that she already paved.
And here's her friend Millie Hong drumming with a collaboration group called Sab, S-A-B, and their song Satellite right here on CJSF.
Listen to?
So I obviously listen to jazz, but I mostly listen to electronic music actually these days. Especially I love Churches. They're my favorite band. Also I recently got into listening to Tom York.
Uh-huh.
And his music is very interesting. Very interesting approach to music, and like his use of like literally everything is really like inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Do you know any of the people here in this the jam space?
Actually, yes. there's a drummer, his name is John Brennan, and he is, his main gig is more like experimental music and like free improvised music, and I'm actually doing a project with him, and like we used to be like studio mates as well, but yeah, that project is all about, actually all about just a snare drum. So there will be six drummers, including myself and Millie, actually.
Wow!
And all six drummers are going to kind of improvise, but then we're going to perform this graphic score just written for snare drums.
Interesting.
So yeah, wow. We are actually going to perform at Summer Jazz Festival, Vancouver Jazz Festival.
That's great.
Yeah, there will be like a whole installation, and yeah, it'll be really, really fun.
Okay, so how can people find that, like at the Jazz Festival? What is your name for this band?
We've gone through like so many like other names. Yeah. I think it's called Hexadrome. So HexaDrome.
Interesting. Yeah. Hexadrome. Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's going to be up on the Coastal Jazz website.
Perfect. Okay, so let's talk about your band. So the Jamie Lee Trio. So yeah, tell us about your bandmates.
Yeah, we all met at CAP studying jazz. On piano, we have James Decker. He actually started a couple years after me, but he's just this, you know, one of those people, like really super duper talented at everything. And like, he's really humble and he's really, really fun to work with. And like, he's also a really talented climber. So he used to teach me like how to like climb basically. So, you know, not only playing music with him, actually Marcus on bass as well, we always go to like rock climbing together, and you know, we're really, really good friends. And Marcus, we met, he actually came back to CAP when I was third year, and ever since then he's been my like go-to bass player. He's just so easy to play to. Sometimes people are like, you know, sometimes drummers and bassists are kind of like in the like fighting mode. It's kind of like a weird, like it is a really weird, kind of toxic, like not tradition, but then like kind of like a thing in jazz scene. So like when you first meet like a bass player at a jam, you're like kind of testing the water and it's like, who are you? You know. But Marcus always just never did that, and like he's just so nice, such a nice person. He's super talented. Yeah, it's really fun to play with him.
Okay, perfect. And you picked a song for us. Tell us about it.
Yes, I picked Striped Socks. So my first album, Introspective, is all about the things that's in myself. The things that I like, the things that I've put some, you know, lots of like thoughts into. And Striped Socks is kind of a literal example of the album, because I love wearing striped socks. Unfortunately, it's too hot to wear socks today, so I don't wear it. I'm not wearing them. But yeah, it's just about liking striped socks, and it's like a really upbeat, it has pretty cool, like Latin-inspired, Afro-Cuban-inspired beat into it. And yeah, so I picked that song for you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so your studio here, it's an East Van. What do you like about East Van?
Oh, East Van is just so full of culture. So many good restaurants, so many great cafes. My favorite, one of my favorites is Livia. They have like killer sourdough. They have killer pastries. Their coffee is awesome too. And like the people work there, they're like super duper nice all the time. Also, I actually just recently discovered this restaurant. My girlfriend actually took me there.
Oh yeah?
It's called Lunch Lady.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure they opened like about a year ago, like in the midst of pandemic. Mm. So their food is all about like this lady, kind of like a street food vendor lady in Vietnam. Mm. And her like food cart is just so popular for like the local Vietnamese people. She has her own recipes, and her biggest thing is having a soup, like different noodle soup every single day. And so I don't know how this person in Vancouver, the chef, got to know her or something, but she became like really famous, but discovered by this other really famous food chef.
Mm-hmm.
Food chef. Really famous chef.
Yeah.
So yeah, they opened up this restaurant, and like when I got there, the daily soup was this crab meat with tapioca noodles or something like that. And it was just something that I've never tasted before. Mm. It was pretty similar to like Chinese like crab soup, kind of like a porridge kind of vibe, but then it was just so crazy.
Mm.
And ever since then, it's been my like number one restaurant.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
It's
for
so
sure.
Good. It's so good.
Okay, so let's talk about you teaching. So yes, tell everyone, where do you teach and where can people find you?
Yes, I teach at Rufus Drum Shop. I teach Tuesdays to Fridays, and it's all ages. I have students from age 7 to 16. So yeah, it's open to everyone who's passionate about drumming. So you can contact directly to Rufus Drum Shop. I teach online classes mostly right now, but hopefully with the vaccines rolling in, hopefully we can go back to in-person lessons. And if we do, I will be teaching at the Alma location, which is on Alma and 10th. Near Kitsilano. And yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van!
Thanks, Jamie. And I want to thank all of my guests for participating. And I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi. So last weekend, I met up with Diane Davies. She has a Facebook group called Vancouver Music Nerds, and she'll be giving away a record right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Thank you so much for doing that, Diane. Yay! All right, so we're going to end the show with a song called Dream. Here's Reve right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Good night.
A fantasy, sweet reverie, just you and me. So lie in bed and rest your head. But don't wake us up from this dream. this dream's not done. So lie in bed and rest your head. We might be asleep, but don't wake us up from this dream.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Band.